Good evening, everybody. Last week we began our series on Hilchos Shabbos, and we started with a introductory shiur that spoke about the Los Hasei of Los Asa Kamalacha and the Essay of Shabbason. This week I want to continue a little bit on theme, and perhaps we'll discuss what exactly is encompassed under this Essay of Shabbason. And it's important to discuss that, as we'll see throughout the duration of the shiur, that just because something is Asur on Shabbos doesn't necessarily mean that you're in violation of the Essay of Shabbason. And there are very important nafkaminas lahalacha that come out of that. We'll see how that plays into the halacha as well. So let's begin like this. We have an Isser on Shabbos called the Isser Tchumen. Everybody knows about the Isser Tchumen. Let's just give a little background about what exactly the Isser Tchumen is all about. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, if we look together on the first, on the entries in the source sheet, says the Rambam, Shehizharnu shelo lahalei chutz l'tchum ha-medina b'Shabbos. We were commanded not to go chutz l'tchum ha-medina b'Shabbos. V'hu amru, and this is learned from the pasuk al yetzei ish mimekoma bayom hashvi'i. Nobody should leave their specific place where they're supposed to be bayom hashvi'i. So that's what we learn, that there's an isur tchumen. Uba ha-kabbalah, shegvul ha-halicha shehi asura. What exactly is considered the tchum Shabbos? The pasuk never tells us exactly what tchum Shabbos is. Says the Rambam, masha nosaf al alpayim ama chutz min ha-medina. Says the Rambam, you want to know what Tchum Shabbos Midaraisa means? It means you draw a circle of 2,000 amas around the city. Once you step out of those 2,000 amas, even one step, you violate the Isser of Tchumen. If you stay within those 2,000 amas, you're considered within the Tchum, and you're all good. V'afilu ama'acha, says the Rambam. Even one step out is already considered to be a violation of the Isser of Tchumen. V'lalechas ha'payim amas l'chol tzad mutter. Now this is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva and the Gemara in Ervin. Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that 2,000 amas is considered the Tchum Shabbos, and the Gemara says clearly that we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva. So it's shocking that the Rambam over here goes against the Gemara and actually quotes the Shitas Rabbi Kiva as being the halacha. So that's very surprising. You look a little further, it's even more surprising, because the Rambam himself is Soser. The Rambam himself goes against, in the Yad HaChazaka, he goes against what he wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvah. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in the beginning of Perek Chav Zayin. Let's read the Rambam together. Says the Rambam, Hayotzei chutz l'tchum ha-medina b'Shabbos, loke. So that's the same as the first Rambam. Somebody who goes chutz l'tchum ha-medina is going to get Malkus. Very good. Shenemar, how do we know that? Al yetzei ish mimekoma bayom ha-shvi. Malkum zehu tchum ha-ir. Now says the Rambam, V'lo nosna ha-Torah shir l'tchum ze. The Torah never tells you exactly what that boundary is really supposed to be. Avol chachamim ha-etiku. Doesn't mean it's a gzera midrabban. It just means the chachamim had a tradition of what the original din d'oraisa was. The Chacham said, "Shavat, shetchum zehu chutz l'shnei masar mil." That's very surprising, because that's against the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Again, the Rambam wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvos, 2,000 amos is the Tchum Shabbos. All of a sudden, over here in the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam writes, how much? Shnei masar mil, yud beis mil kenegin machana Yisrael. The machana Yisrael in the Midbar was 12 mil by 12 mil. That was the circumference. That was the distance of the entire Machana Yisrael. So says the Rambam, from there we learn that Tchum Shabbos is a radius of 12 mil. Well, that's against the Rambam himself, who said in the Yad HaChazaka that the Tchum Shabbos Midaraisa is Alpayim Amah. Now, this is just a problem in general. Whenever you have the Rambam writes one thing in the Sefer HaMitzvos and another thing in the Yad HaChazaka, how do you justify which Rambam, first of all, which one is correct? And second of all, which one are we supposed to be following? So let's just look on the next. I quote the Tshuvas HaRambam, where the Rambam himself tells us what the answer is. The Rambam writes as follows. Amarnu b'sefer ha-mitzvos, the Rambam says, I wrote in the Sefer ha-mitzvos, she'amra yetzei ish mimkomo hu azhara al ha-halicha b'Shabbos. I wrote in the Sefer ha-mitzvos that we learn from this pasuk al yetzei ish mimkomo that a person has to keep to the laws of Tchum Shabbos. Ve'hebeinu raya midivreyem delokan alei v'tchum in dvar Torah. And you're going to get Malkus, says the Rambam. This is a real bona fide isur daraisa to go chutz l'tchum. V'hiskamnu ba'oso ha-chibur, Shalom nizkar broki in mitzvahs de araisa. And in that chibur that I wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I'm only counting that which is a mitzvah de araisa. V'zeh ha-chibur gam kein matzui etzlecha bebavel. V'lo bi'arti sham ha-hefrish sheyesh bein alpayim ama ubein yud beiz mil. Says the Rambam, when I'm writing the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I'm not giving you all the details of the halach. I'm not telling you everything that you have to know. I tell you the bottom line, there's an Isser of Tchum Shabbos. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, his objective is not to teach you everything. His objective is to tell you what are the 613 mitzvahs, and I'm going to give you a little blurb of what each one is. Says the Rambam, Lefi, she'en kamonos oso ha-sefer la-das, Talmud HaMitzvos, it's not to learn all of the details and everything, how you're supposed to keep the halacha. That's not the point. All the Rambam was trying to do was give us a Sefer HaMitzvos, which gives us a synopsis of what all the Taryag Mitzvos actually are about. Ella, Ladas in Yarnayim Bilvad, Amnam Mechibur, when I wrote the Yad HaChazaka, says the Rambam, Bi'arnu Zeh Kefi Kavanas HaSefer. Over there, says the Rambam, I was much more meticulous, I was much more careful, and if you want to know which Rambam is correct, sometimes I write one thing in the Yad HaChazaka and something else in Sefer HaMitzvah, says the Rambam, the Yad HaChazaka is correct. Why? First of all, the Yad HaChazaka was written second. It was written later in his life, so that probably was what he decided his opinion was probably in the later work that he wrote. But also, the Rambam says, I wasn't so careful when I wrote the Sefer HaMitzvah. Yes, I was careful exactly how I categorized the mitzvahs and what I included and what I didn't. Surprising to hear this about the Rambam. Wasn't careful, but still, the Rambam says, if you want to know the bottom line, you look in the Yad HaChazaka. So over here again, we have number one, Shitas HaRambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is, Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 Amos. That's very surprising because the Gemara says clearly, we don't paskin like that. The Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka way says, no, that's not what I meant to say. Really, the Tchum Shabbos Midaraisa is 12 mil. And then we have the third Shita, which is the Shita of Rav HaRishonim. And this is what the Ramban, right away on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, jumps on the Rambam. He says, how can the Rambam say 2,000? How can the Rambam say Shnei Masar Mil? It's not true. The Ramban and other Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, the whole din of Tchum Shabbos is a din derabbanan. Doesn't exist at all, Midaraisa. There's no Shir Midaraisa. We never find such a thing. The Pasuk says, Hayetze Ishmim Komo, ask the Ramban. So what, how do you explain? The Rambam says, you see from there, Tchum Shabbos, because it means don't leave your immediate vicinity of where you live, says the Ramban. Nah, that's not what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk there is talking about taking them on. So it means, Hayetze Ishmim Komo means we have a mitzvah, we have an Isra of Hotzah B'Shabbos. So it means don't carry them on into a place which is not where the man is situated right now. That's what the Pasuk Hayetze Ishmim Komo. It doesn't have anything to do with the Isra of Tchum Shabbos, and Tchum Shabbos is really a din midirabbanan. So again, this is a three-way machlokas harishonim, the Rambam, the Rambam, and the Ramban. How exactly do you understand this din, perhaps daraisa, perhaps derabbanan of Tchum Shabbos? So let's assume, like the Rambam, that Tchum Shabbos is an Isra daraisa. Let's just assume that way. And we assume, like the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, that the Tchum Shabbos midaraisa is 12 mil. Okay? So let's assume that that's all correct. The question is as follows. Let's say I violate the Isser of Tchum Shabbos. Let's say I walk out of the Tchum. I go past Shnei Masar Mil. So, the Rambam, as you'll notice, the Rambam is always careful, as we just, you know, yes, it's true, we just said the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka was more careful than he was in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. However, we know the Rambam's always very careful how he classifies, how he categorizes mitzvahs, and what exactly he counts and what he doesn't. Why is it that the Rambam writes a new Isser over here of Tchum Shabbos? What do you mean? We have an Isser L'Sasa Kol Melacha, correct? So why shouldn't this be included in the Losasa Kol Melacha? The answer is, this is not one of the Avos Melachas B'Shabbos. So you have, number one, Losasa Kol Melacha, which includes a huge category of Isurim on Shabbos, and then you have a separate Isur of, don't go out of the Tchum Shabbos. That's clear in the Rambam. So Losasa Kol Melacha is out when you talk about Tchum Shabbos. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, well, what about the Essay of Shabbosom? As we said last week, the Rambam starts off Hilchos Shabbos by saying, every time you violate one of the Averis on Shabbos, you're not only in violation of L'Sasa Kol Melacha, you're also in violation of the Essay of Shabbosom. The Ribbono Shel Olam commanded all of us to rest on Shabbos. You are not resting, so you're in violation. That's what the Rambam said. That's the Rambam that we started off with last week. Well, if that's the case, ask the Minchas Chinuch, what would you say if a person violates the Isra of Tchumen? On the one hand, I'm not really resting on Shabbos because I wasn't supposed to go chutz l'tchum, but I'm not in violation of one of the Avos Melachos. So that's the question that the Minchas Chinuch is bothered with, and this is what he's not sure about. Says the Minchas Chinuch, this should be dependent on another Machlokas HaRishonim. We have another category of, not another category, we have another example, I mean to say, of a Aveira on Shabbos that's Usur, but is not included in the Lamates Melachos. What is that? What? Mechamer. So what is the Lav de Mechamer? Mechamer means that a person is not allowed to lead the animal on Shabbos. So that's not one of the Avos Melachos, but we know that it's an Isur D'oraisa on Shabbos. He can't violate the Lav de Mechamer. Well, the Rishonim have a major Chiddush in Yevamos Daf Vav. The Rishonim bring a Chiddush from Rabbeinu Yonah. I guess he was the Rebbe of the Rashba, because the Rashba calls him Morenu. So he says, the Rashba and the Ritva both quote over there, that Rabbeinu Yonah was of the opinion that the Essay of Shabboson only applies to Avos Melachos and not to outside Isurim, and therefore they say, Lav de Mechamer, wouldn't be included in the essay of Shabbason because Lav de Mechamer is a separate category of Isurim on Shabbos. It's not part of the Yavis Melachos. Well, Sedev Minchas Chinuch, if that's correct, that Rabbeinu Yonah, as quoted by his Talmidim, by the Rashba and the Ritva, if Rabbeinu Yonah is of the opinion that the essay of Shabbason only goes on Avos Melachos and not on outside Isurim, and therefore it doesn't include Mechamer, says the Minchas Chinuch, by extension, obviously we can say, it wouldn't include Tchum Shabbos either, because Tchum Shabbos, as the Rambam says, is a totally separate Isur. Okay, so far so good. And over there in Yavamis we have a Machlokas Harishonim, whether Rabbeinu Yonah is correct. So we have a Machlokas Harishonim, whether Essay of Shabbason includes outside Isurim, or whether Essay of Shabbason is only limited to the Lamates Avos Melachos. You have yet a third example, and this is a very fascinating example that's discussed in the Rambam as well. Let's look at the Rambam in number Dalet. The Rambam writes in Parak Chav Dalet Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Zayin. Ein Onshim Mishabbos. The Rambam writes, you are not allowed to administer punishment in a Beis Din on Shabbos. We have a mitzvah, we have to make sure to punish the criminals, do whatever you can to make sure that you follow the justice system that Choshe Mishpat tells us to follow. So, says the Rambam, even though it's a mitzvah, still, you don't have a right to carry out a misas Beis Din on Shabbos. Because, why is that? So you say, so why don't you say asei dochalosa? Say I have the asei of v'yata rami kibecha versus the los asei of los asa kamalacha. Answer is, Shabbos is both a los asei, like we said last week, it's a los asei and an asei. You have the los asei los asa kamalacha. Number two, you have the asei of Shabbosim. So the asei of v'yata rami kibecha is not strong enough to go against that. Yeah. Good question. So that's not clear that it's a lav sheyesh bo karis, because maybe it's mekalkel. Mekalkel b'Shabbos is pater, right? When you're doing misas Beis Din. That's the question that the Rishonim are talking about. Is that mekalkel or that's mesakein? Meaning you're doing the right thing, but you're destroying someone's life. So it depends what your perspective is on life. You know, it's an interesting question. So says the Rambam over here. So we're not allowed to give punishment on Shabbos. Let's say somebody, we already decided before Shabbos that the person has to have a death penalty or they deserve to get Malkus.
You have to carry that basin, has to carry that out like right away.
So there's another halacha that's not connected to Shabbos, and that is the, it's slipping my mind what it's called. Inoy Hadin, that you're not allowed to, the Gemara says it's a violation of Ve'ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. If you give someone a death sentence, and then you're going to say, oh, well, when we have a chance, we'll get around to killing him. It says that he's going to have such anxiety, he's going to have so many things running through his head, you should really do it right away. I mean, obviously, you give the person a chance to, you know, say their last wishes or whatever. That's why they give him wine, right? That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. We give wine to the person who's going out to be killed because we don't want them to have so much anxiety right before they're going out to do the Mises Bezin on him. So, the Rambam writes over here, you're not allowed to carry out that punishment on Shabbos. Shen Emar, lo sevar reish b'chomash v'seichem yama Shabbos. Okay. Zuh ezher lebezin shalo yisrifu b'shabbos mishen eschayiv sreifu v'hu adin l'sharonshin. Very good, so that's the Rambam. Ask them in Chaschinuch in a different mitzvah Kufya Dalet, which is not the same one that we were basing off before. I don't understand. If we're told in the Gemara that you're not allowed to administer capital punishment on Shabbos, and we learn it, how come the Rambam here counts this as a separate Isser on Shabbos? Shalo lahanish b'Shabbos. The Rambam says, made up a new Isser. You're not allowed to administer punishment on Shabbos. What do you mean? If there's no heter to do it, because we don't say asei dochalos asei, then ahadre li suri kama, we should revert back to the original din, which was what? Why does the Rambam have to make up a new halacha? Again, I would have said that administering Misas Beis Din is mutter. Why? Because you have the asei v'yata rami kirbecha, pushes off Shabbos. The Gemara says we don't say that for whatever reason. Once you don't say it, so go back to the original rule. Why do we need to count this as a whole new Isser? What's that about? Says the Minchas Chinuch, what you see clearly from the Rambam is that obviously there's something more here that's not included in Los Asa Kamalacha. There's something more here that's not included in Avos Melachos. How can that be? What do you mean? Every time somebody is killed, every time you give Misas Beis Din, you're violating Melacha on Shabbos. So what can that be? Says the Minchas Chinuch, what you see from here is, and the Magen Avraham writes this also in Hilchos Shabbos, what you see is that this Rambam about lo lahanish b'Shabbos is more inclusive than just Misas Bez than Hamalkus. What does it mean? Let's say you want to throw someone in jail on Shabbos. What's the malacha? What's the malacha? I'm not touching him, I'm not doing anything. I'm just locking the door. Right? I'm locking him into jail, putting him in handcuffs. Right? What? It's a funny question, but it is spoken about. It is spoken about, whether or not this is taught by humans. So that's a good question. But putting that aside for a minute, meaning, let's say you figure out, you put someone in chayrim on Shabbos, right? So what are you doing now? I'm giving him an onesh, I'm putting the person in chayrim. But I'm not doing any malacha, right? I'm not going to write anything down, I'm not going to do anything, I'm not going to touch him. But I put the guy in chayrim on Shabbos, is that permissible or not? Says the Menchas Chinuch, what you see from the fact that the Rambam counts this as a separate lav, it must be that it's usur on Shabbos even to do something which does not have a malacha involved in it. The Rambam made up a new halacha, and that is you are not allowed to administer punishment on Shabbos. Now, why is that? The Sefer HaChinuch writes this as well. In number Hey, Zak the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Yudalid, Mishrashe HaMitzvah. Where do we get this idea from, that you're not allowed to administer punishment on Shabbos? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Sharatza Hashem Yisbarach Lechabid Hayom Azeh Sheyimtso Bo Menucha HaKol. Everyone should enjoy Shabbos, says the Sefer HaChinuch, and that means Gam Achotem HaChayovim. That means even those who are not so observant, who are not so careful. Even the guy who deserves to be put in Chayrem, he should also have an enjoyable Shabbos. So don't ruin a Shabbos. Amazing. Amazing. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, it gives us a perspective a little bit on what Shabbos is supposed to be. Mashal HaMelech, he says, Mashal HaMelech Gadol Shekar B'nei HaMadina Yom Echad Asuda. The Melech invites everyone in his kingdom to come enjoy a Suda with him. She'enem Onei HaPesach Mikalodim, and the door is open to everybody. V'achar Yom HaSuda Yasa Mishpat. And then, after the party's over, then I'll get back to my business and I'll worry about who I have to punish. I'll worry about the taxes. I'll worry about everything else. But right now, let's just enjoy ourselves. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, Kein HaDabar HaZeh. Shahashem Baruch Hu Tzivanu L'Kadesh U'L'Chabed Yom HaShabbos L'Tovaseinu L'Zechuseinu. Hashem wants us to enjoy Shabbos, and that doesn't only mean the guy who's the big tzaddik gomer, it means everybody, even the Eisvarf who deserves to be put into Chayrem, he should also have an enjoyable Shabbos. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch explains. So, when you understand it like that, says the Menchas Chinuch and the Magen Avram, this seems to be another example of where we find a Isser on Shabbos that's not included in the Lamed Tes Avos Melachos. For example, the first one we gave is what? So, 1 second. So, the first one we gave is the Isser of Tchumen. Again, the Rambam counts that as something totally separate. The second example we gave is what? Lav de Mechamer. That's what the Rishonim talk about in the beginning of Yevamos. And now the third example that we're talking about is this new Isser that the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch created of Lo Lahanish B'Shabbos, a separate outside Isser that you're not allowed to punish somebody, whether it's death, whether it's Malkus, whether it's Chayrim, something else. You're not allowed to administer that on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch quotes an interesting suffix from the Prima Gadim. What if I want to be kofis someone on Shabbos to do a mitzvah? Right? There's such a idea that the Gemara speaks about, kofin ala mitzvahs. You're allowed to force someone to do a mitzvah. So let's say on Shabbos I see somebody is not saying Kiddush. So I have to go and beat him up, right, to make sure he says Kiddush. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos, or is that part of what the Rambam says, Shalom Lahanish B'Shabbos? Okay. Why not? Oh, so Rabbi Kivager comes to a conclusion. He says it's not an onesh. You're not punishing the person for not wanting to do the mitzvah. You're trying to encourage them to do it, like you're saying. You're both saying. Over there, I'm not punishing the person for not doing the mitzvah. I'm trying to encourage them to do it. If the only way to encourage them is by beating them up, so that's what we have to do. But that's not a punishment. And says Rabbi Kivager, the only isser that's included in the Lo Lahanish B'Shabbos is not to administer punishment. So it's an interesting question. What's included in this and what's not? You know, Rav Soloveitchik had a suffix as well when you talk about this Isser. What about administering a knas on someone on Shabbos? So let's say Beis Din feels they have to knas someone for whatever it is. So would you assume that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos or not? So the question over there is not whether knas is considered a onesh or not. Obviously, knas is an onesh, but the question is, when the Rambam made up this Isser of Shalol Lahanish B'Shabbos, did he mean to include Shalol Lahanish my money on Shabbos? Maybe he only means Shalol Lahanish a person on Shabbos. Anyway, so that's an interesting question. There's a lot of discussion in the Achronim about what exactly is included in this new Isser that the Rambam made up. I personally have a major problem with this Rambam, and the way the Magen Avraham understands it, because if you're going to say that it even includes outside things that are not Misas Bezdin, that are not Malchus and whatever, you don't need a Beis Din for that. It just includes simply locking somebody up in jail, right? If you're going to say that's included also. So then, I don't understand, why does the Sefer HaChinuch, I didn't put it on here, but the Sefer HaChinuch in that mitzvah, Kuf Yudalet, ends it off and he says, Mitzvah zu noheg bizcharim bizman habayis. Why bizman habayis? What should I have to do, Beis HaMikdash or no Beis HaMikdash? Nowadays, we don't have a Beis Din, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays, if somebody does something wrong, and I'm in a position of authority, I want to throw him into jail because I think he's a menace to society, right? So you're going to tell me, no, you're not in violation of the Isser. Why not? Why not? This Isser Shalala Hanish B'Shabbos, why shouldn't it be applicable today also? So I don't know. If anyone has anything to say about that, I think it's something to think about. So anyway, so we discussed these three places where we find it. Number one, Tchumen. Number two, Mechamer. Number three, Shalala Hanish B'Shabbos. What's the point of discussing all this? So what? So you find three examples of where it's not included. Okay, so you're going to violate the essay of Shabbosin, or you won't violate it. Who cares? God's going to figure out whether or not he should punish you for violating a lav and an essay if you walk over the Tchum, or if you're only in violation of the Isser of Tchum Shabbos itself without the essay of Shabbosin. Fine, what's the difference? Difference is as follows. Three nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one, the halacha, is a unbelievable nafkamina that the Minchas Chinuch has here, Mitzvah Chav Dalet. Says the Minchas Chinuch, again, this is not from the previous Minchas Chinuch, this is a different one. So the Minchas Chinuch here has an amazing nafkamina. Let's learn it together. Mevur b'Sanhedrin, says the Minchas Chinuch, it's connected to last week's parsha. De'akum she'Shabbos chayiv misa. We know that a non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. V'chein pasuk ha-Rambam. And you know, they always say the joke, you know, they saw the non-Jew is keeping Shabbos, so they asked him, what's the story, how are you keeping Shabbos? He says, no, I was carrying, oh, you hold it the air, if you don't hold it the air, right? Everyone's heard that. So it's an old joke, but the Minchas Chinuch here actually says it. It's amazing. That's why I was very excited about this. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Chaim Pasuk HaRambam, Ve'im Shabbos Mikol HaMalachos. Let's say you have a non-Jew, here's the Minchas Chinuch, is saying the joke that we all know. Ve'im Shabbos Mikol HaMalachos, Rak Halach Chutz LeGimel Parsos. So let's say you have a non-Jew who's keeping Shabbos kedasu kedin, but he knows akum shabbos chayim misa. So what does he do? He steps 1 foot out of the tchum. So now what? Zet toloi b'mashikasamnu lamayla. Says the Minchas Chinuch. He's such a genius. Minchas Chinuch says this is going to depend on what the nature of these isurim actually are. If he violates one of the avos malachas, of course. So he's not an akum shabbos. He didn't keep Shabbos. But what if he violates one of these three? What if he violates Mechamer, or Tchum Shabbos, or Shalo Lahanish B'Shabbos? What do you say then? Listen to this Minchas Chinuch. Im no mar degam bilav hazeh over ba'aseh de tishbos. If by a regular Jewish person who violates the Isser of Tchum, you're not only in violation of Ayetze Yishmim Koma, but you're also in violation of the Aseh of Tishbos. Im kein im hole chutz legimah parsos, habiki lelo Shabbos. If a Jew did this on Shabbos, and violated the Isser of and the essay of Shabbason, he would be in violation of the mitzvah of Shabbos. So too, if the non-Jew does that, he's also going to be in violation of Shabbos, and therefore he takes care of his problem of Akum Shabbos Chayim Misa. However, he says, "Detishbos kai gam kein alzeh v'im over alzeh lo Shabbos im kein gabi b'nei noach tachsiv yom alayla lo yishbosu lo over al halav to be'emes lo Shabbos." He didn't violate his lav of yom alayla lo yishbosu because in the end he violated the essay of Shabbason. Everyone following me? Right? It's clear? I was just very excited when I saw this. The Yisrael ki agavna over al esay de tishbos. Avol, he says, listen to this brilliance, ladas rabo shel Rashba, if you assume, like Rabbeinu Yonah, who said, when it comes to these three off Isurim that aren't the same as all the malachas of Shabbos, and the Rabbeinu Yonah assumed that when you come to these three, you don't violate the essay of Shabbason. So he says, brakula bifnei atzmo, avol mikol makom Shabbos. Imkein ben noach shavas chutz mizeh chayiv. So that's nafkamina number one. If a non-Jew steps out of the tchum, is he considered an akum shavas or not? What's the question? So again, if it's only a separate chiyuv of al yetzei yishmim komo, and you don't violate the essay of Shabbason, right? A regular Jewish person who steps out of the tchum is not in violation of the essay of Shabbason. So then what are you going to say? He did keep Shabbos. He kept all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. There happens to be a separate Isser of Al Yetzi Yishmim Komo. It's a separate thing. So the Nachri is not bound by that, so to speak. So then he would be Chayv Misa. But if you're going to assume that when a person steps out of the Tchum, so they're also considered in violation of the essay of Shabboson, So then says the Menchas Chinuch, the Nachri can take care of his problem of Akmash HaShabbos. Okay, it's an amazing nafkamina, but it's not so relevant to us, because most of us are Jewish, I would imagine. So let's go to a much more relevant and much more important nafkamina of these three Yisur. And what would that be? That nafkamina would be as follows. As we mentioned last week, not only by Shabbos do we assume that there's an essay and a losasay of losasikom alacha and Shabbason, but the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos when it comes to Yantif also, we assume there's an essay and a losasay. That's what the Gemara says, Ein madlikim b'shem etzreifi b'yantif. You're not allowed to burn the Shem etzreifi on Yantif. Why? Because it's an essay versus a losasay v'asay. So the Gemara says clearly, Shabbos and Yantif both have the essay and the losasay. Now, what would you say about all these other isurim of Shabbos? Do they carry over to Yantiv as well? Well, if you're going to say, the Pri Chadash and the Chassam Sofer asked the question, who said that there's an Isser of Tchum on Yantiv? Again, backtrack. What's the Isser of Tchum on Shabbos? What? That's talking about Malachos. Amen. Shabbos, the Yantiv, Al-Alcha, Nefesh, Bilvad is talking about Malachos. So now ask the Chassam Sofer and the Pri Chadash, who said? Pri Chadash and Taf Tzadihei. Chassam Sofer is in the Tshuva, Arachayim Simen Kuf Nun Beis. You can look it up if you don't trust me. So they asked the same question. Who said that you can apply all the halachas, all the Yisurim of Shabbos to Yom Tov as well? So you're saying, Amen Shabbos the Yom Tov, Ela Ochel Nefesh Bavad, but that's talking about Malachos. Now what about these outside Yisurim? This is a major nafkamin. Am I allowed to walk Chutz L'Tchum on Yom Tov or not? That's a major shaila. Now, when it comes to, let's say, the Lav de Mechamer, that's a discussion. The Ramah actually says that since Mechamer is not one of the Abbas Melachos, there is no Isra of Mechamer on Yantif. So don't think that the Chassam Sofer is crazy for asking the question about Tchum and on Yantif, because the Ramah himself says when it comes to Mechamer, which is in the same category as Tchumen, the Ramah paskins lahalach and ilchas Yantif, that Mechamer does not apply. So then, the Chassam Sofer's question is actually a very good one. So this is a major shaila in the Acharonim. Should we assume that the Isser of Tchumen, Mechamer, and Shalala Hanish B'Shabbos, should those also transfer over to the laws of Yom Tov, or should we assume no? Since on Shabbos we have Avos Melachos, and those carry over to Shabbos, because we have Losasa Kamalach on Shabbos and Yom Tov alike, when it comes to these outside Isurim, who told you that you have the right to extend it? Who said that you have the right to say that those should apply to Yom Tov the same way they apply on Shabbos? Now, if you're going to say Tchumen is only Dirabbanan, so okay, so Tchumen is Dirabbanan, but assuming like the Rambam that we started with, that Tchumen is actually an Isser D'Oraisa on Shabbos, so then you got to ask the question, who said that Isser D'Oraisa would extend to Shabbos and Yom Tov alike? Now, just parenthetically, I had a kasha when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael. That was the first time I was learning Yavamos at the time. And I had seen this Menchas Chinuch, and I was very taken by it, but I was wondering the following, that we have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, and the Gemara says, a strange case, the Gemara says, what happens if it's Rosh Hashanah? So Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov, it's not in the category of Shabbos, so let's just keep that in mind. And it's not a Rosh Hashanah Shechalis B'Shabbos, it's a regular Rosh Hashanah, on a regular day of the week. And it turns out we don't have a shofar in the shul. So what do? So you go to the next shul. So what if the next shul is Chutz L'Tchum? Or what if your shofar is buried under a pile of rocks on Yom Tov? So the Gemara says very clearly, I'm not allowed to clear away the stones and take the shofar out from underneath the rubble. And I'm also not allowed to go to the next town, which is Chutz L'Tchum, to go get my shofar. Why? Says the Gemara, clearly there, because why do you want the shofar? To be mekayim your mitzvah saseh of tkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And what are you going to be violating if you go to the next town? Says the Gemara, esay velo saseh. That's what the Gemara says. If you go chutz l'tchum to the next town to get the shofar, you're going to violate an esay velo saseh, and the asay of blowing shofar is not strong enough to push away the asay and lo saseh of Yom Tov. What do you mean? Didn't the Menachas Chinuch just tell us that the asay of Shabboson might not apply to the Isser of Tchumen? I have a Mefurish Gemara that says clearly that if you violate the Isser of Tchum on Shabbos, you're in violation not only of the Isser of Tchum, but you're also in violation of the Asay of Shabboson. Isn't that a raya? Isn't that a raya? So I thought it was a very strong question. How will the Minchas Chinuch, how will Rabbeinu Yonah for that matter? Rabbeinu Yonah is the one who said in the beginning of Maseches Yevamos that the Rajba and the Ritva quoted. Rabbeinu Yonah is the one who said, no, the Asim Shabbosan only applies to Av Malacha. It doesn't apply to those Yisurim which are outside Yisurim. What do you mean? How does Rabbeinu Yonah read this Gemara? The Gemara says so clearly that on Yom Tov there's an essay and a los essay alike, the same way we would find as the Halacha states by Shabbos. So one of the Achronim that I found actually deals with this question a little bit. He says, you know what? The Rambam, everyone wonders why the Rambam leaves this halacha out. How come the Rambam doesn't quote? The Gemara says, "Eim avir nalavas hatchum." If I don't have a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, I'm not allowed to go to the next town, chutz hatchum. Why does the Rambam not quote the halacha? Well, says the Yeshua Yaakov, maybe the reason why is because the Rambam has this kasha. The Rambam is of the opinion that the essay of Shabbosim does not apply to Yantav, it only applies to Shabbos. Well, if that's true, says the Rambam, this halacha isn't true. If I don't have a shofar in Rosh Hashanah, and the only way to go to shofar is to go to the next town and violate the Isra of Tchum, I'm allowed to violate the Isra of Tchum. Why? Because the assay of Tkiyah shofar is much more important than the los assay of Tchum and Al Yetzeish Mem Kama. Okay, interesting Chiddush. Yeah?
The Rambam goes against the Gemara?
Well, it's only because the Rambam has a Gemara that says not like that. Rabbeinu Yonah, when he writes in Yevamos, is coming from his understanding of the Gemara. Right, so the Gemara says, the Gemara says clearly the reason why is because ein asei docha los asei va'asei. So you see clearly that there's an asei and a los asei. So you're asking, how does the Rambam go against that Gemara? The answer is the Rambam has a Gemara in Yevamos, which is where the Rabbeinu Yonah's original Chiddush came from, the way he understood the sugya. Rabbeinu Yonah has a Gemara in Yevamos that says clearly that there is no asei when it comes to these Yisurim on Shabbos, by Lav de Mechamer and by Tchumen and by other things. That's the way the Minchas Chinuch expands the Rabbeinu Yonah, but once you have that understanding, so you say, okay, you have one Gemara this way, one Gemara that way. The Rambam picked that Gemara, he thought that was more compelling than this Gemara. Okay, yeah?
Maybe it depends how you understand why can I say it's not Doka, Los Hasei, and I say. And maybe the fact that it just strengthens, the fact that this Lav is associated with Hasei makes it a stronger Lav. So even though this particular case, the Hasei is not knocked out because Hasei doesn't exist, but in general, the Lav of Yontif.
So that's, I asked the question to my father this morning when I was working on this, so my father gave the answer that you said. It doesn't matter, it's exactly like you're saying. What does it mean, what's the nature of asei and halos asei? When we say, ein asei doch halos asei va'asei, what happens? What happens? That's a big discussion, Tosis and Chulin has 2 days. What does it mean? Does the asei at least knock away the los asei? And just, now you're left with an asei versus an asei, so you can't do anything. So sheva al tasa, don't do anything, right? That's a major question. How do you understand the nature of Ein Asei Docha Lo Sei Va'Asei? What exactly does it mean? But leaving that aside, my father suggested maybe what the Gemara means is Yom Tov in general is a very serious Aveira. Why? Because Yom Tov in general, forget about Tchumen for a minute, but Yom Tov in general has Asei and Alos Asei. That means Yom Tov, whenever you look at it, is very important, very special. Okay, you have the Mitzvah Tkiyah Shofar. Even though right now Tchum is in the way and the Asei of Shabbos might not apply to Tchum, but Yom Tov is this big monster in front of you. It's an Asei Velos Asei. You can't get past it. So my father suggested, like you said, maybe that's the answer. That's the way they'll understand that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. That even though the Gemara says clearly that by the Isra of Tchum and you're not allowed to violate the Isra of Tchum to successfully be Mekayim, your mitzvah of Shofar, maybe what the Gemara means to say is, no, that Shabbos and Yom Tov have generally a los asei and asei, which will make them very chamer, and therefore they cannot be pushed aside, exactly the way you're suggesting. So then again, nafkamina number one that we said in this category is, akum sheshabbos chayiv misa. So if he's violating the iser of Tchum Shabbos or Mechamer or the shalola hanash b'Shabbos, is that going to be good enough to get him out of his problem of akum sheshabbos chayiv misa? Nafkamina number two, which is a lot more relevant and a lot more important, is what is it? What's the halacha when it comes to Yom Tov? Should there actually be an iser of Tchumen by Yom Tov, or should we assume no? Tchumen and Yom Tov is nothing to do with. It's not an iser on Yom Tov because iser Tchum Shabbos has only a separate pasuk that teaches you by Shabbos, and there's nowhere that we can carry it over to transfer the halacha over to Yom Tov as well. That would have a nafkamina, like the Rama says, that the Lav de Mechamer, the Rama himself paskins, should not apply to Yom Tov. Again, same reasoning, same logic, because we only transfer over Malachos. Who said he should transfer over Shari Surim of Shabbos? And Nafkamina number three would be as follows. Rashi and Chumash writes, Nafkamina number three for this entire category is the following. Rashi on Chumash says, Miyusoda Sharamosha Hadarshan had takti, Lama Nismacha Parshas Mekoshes, the Parshas of Avodah Zarah. Ask Rashi, why is the Parsha Mekoshes Aitzim right next to Avodah Zarah? Famous answer that Rashi gives, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Ervin, Chulin, Lomar Shamachalas HaShabbos Ka'ovid Avodah Zarah. It teaches you that someone is Machalas Shabbos Ki'ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah, Shehishkula Keneged Kala Mitzvah. And the Gemara says clearly, Hamachalal Shabbos beferhesia. Someone is Machalal Shabbos beferhesia. Is Kiilu Avod Avodah Zarah. He's a Mumer L'chala Tarakula, and all the laws of Mumer apply to him. What does that mean? All the laws of Mumer. So there's all sorts of important things that you have to know about somebody who's branded as a Mumer. But that's somebody. Normally we say Mumer L'chala Tarakula is considered a Mumer, but over here Shabbos is considered so severe that we would assume already if you violate an Isra on Shabbos beferhesia, you're already considered to be a Mumer. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins the tour. Everyone writes that if you're Mechal Shabbos, you're already considered a Mumer. The question is, how many times do you have to be Mechal? The Magen Avraham says maybe even once, maybe three times. And what exactly does Beferhesia mean? If you have somebody who's driving on the street right now, is that really considered Beferhesia? You'll say, oh, it's a Tinik Shanishba, it doesn't really know. So the later Achronim who wrote about this in Europe wrote that, no, it means if you have a Jew who's not religious, but who knows that it's not right to drive on Shabbos. So, just because they would drive in front of our shul on Shabbos doesn't mean they're Mechal Shabbos Beferhesia, which to me is surprising. I would have said, of course, everybody looks out the window and sees them. The Achronim write, I think the Minchas Alazar, if I'm not mistaken, the Munkach Rebbe, they say, what it means, Mechal Shabbos Beferhesia, is if you had the greatest Tzadik Hadar standing in front, the person that they would have the most respect for, standing right in front of them, and still they would turn on their car right in front of this person in defiance to show that they don't believe in Shabbos, that would be considered Mechal Shabbos Beferhesia. But just because they drive in front of the rest of us, simple people, that doesn't mean that they're really considered to be a Mechal Shabbos Beferhesia. Okay, either way, the Prima Gadim has a suffix in his Psicha Tilcha Shabbos. What would make somebody considered a Mechal Shabbos Beferhesia to become a Mumer? What severity of Avera do you have to violate? Do you have to violate one of the Avos Melachos of Shabbos? Or even if you violate this other category of Melacha B'Shabbos, which is not from the Avos Melachos, but it's an Isser Shabbos Daraisa. For example, he goes Chutz L'Tchum Shabbos, or he violates Lav D'Mechamer, or he fulfills the Shalol HaHanash B'Shabbos, he go ahead and administer capital punishment. Would that be considered also a Mechal Shabbos Beferhesia Dina Ka'akum? Do you lose your status as a Jew by doing something else? What's the severity of this category? That's basically what the Prima Gadim is getting at. How seriously do we look at this category? In the same way we have a Shaila, should this category be transferred to Yontif? Should this category have anything to do with Akam Shashabas? Prima Gadim also has the suffix. What would you say about this category with regard to the halacha of Mumer L'chal Shabbos is Mumer L'chal Tarakula, which is a very important nafkamina l'halacha. Yeah. No, but that's the question. Meaning, the Gemara really says, normally, let's say I'm a Mumer for the Isra of Chazir, right? I don't become a Mumer L'chal Tarakula. You can't trust my kashrus because I have a problem in that area. But it doesn't make me a Mumer for everything else. Shabbos, the Gemara says, is considered so severe, so therefore, even if someone violates one Isser on Shabbos, you're already considered, you're out. You're Mumer L'chala Tarakula. So that's what the Prima Gadim says. Well, what part of Shabbos do you have to violate to be considered really violating in a very severe way? Does it have to be from the Avos Melachos, from the serious category of Melachos Shabbos? Or is it even from the secondary category of Isurim of Shabbos, that are Asur Daraisa, but not exactly on the same level as a malacha itself? So this is a very, very interesting discussion that we find with regard to this other category. One more point just to talk about, and with this we'll close, is Rabbi Kiva Eger has a suffix. What's the halacha when it comes to the essay of Shabbason? Are women mitzuva in the essay of Shabbason of Shabbos as well? We know, Hishva HaKasav Isha L'ish L'chal Onshin Shema Torah, so the women are not allowed to violate Lo Sasaka Malacha, but what about the essay of Shabbason? And what about these Isurim? What about these Isurim? Mechamer? And what about these kinds of things? Would you say that a woman is included in that part of it also? So Rabbi Kiva Eger has, I forgot to put it on, let me just read you. Rabbi Kiva Eger has on his commentary on the Gemara. This is not in Shulchan Aruch, it's not in the Tshuvas, it's in the beginning of Perek by Mebehema. So listen, so he says, a Mesapkali, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I have a suffix. Im anashim mitzuvas al shvisas behemta. What do you mean? Why shouldn't they be mitzvah and shvisas behema? Kivin dehavi rak asay. So therefore, v'imkein yeshlamar dehavi kachal mitzvah asay shahazman grama shahanashim peturus. So says the Rambam, when you come to the asay of Shabbason, Does that include women or not? Well, you say, lo sasar kol melacha, of course the women are included. But when it comes to the aseh of Shabbos, not so clear. V'im ken yesh lamar dehavi kechol mitzaseh shas man grama shenashem p'turas. V'af al pi shachayavas b'kiddush. Well, kiddush is separate because zachar v'sham v'dibar echad nemru. So kol sheyeshnu v'sham yeshnu v'zachar. Kiddush is different. Yesh lamar, that's only kiddush. Al b'shar aseh de Shabbos, yesh lamar de p'turas. So he has this question, he has the suffix, and he's not sure. And then they discuss it over there, and the Minchas Chinuch has this also in his Masech HaShabbos. He's not sure, are women mitzuva in the essay of Shvisas Behemto? Says the Minchas Chinuch, it would make sense that the women shouldn't be in Kitzah Mitzah Seishas Mangrama. But at the same time, he says, I haven't ever heard anybody who says such a thing. Which, I don't know, for some reason never stopped the Minchas Chinuch from saying other very strange things and very wild things. But over here, the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't know, I've never heard anyone who says that, so I'm not sure about it. So this will wrap up pretty much with the Aseh and Los Aseh of Shabbos, then we'll move into the Halacha, more Halacha L'maisa, but basically, what we discussed last week is the Aseh of Shabboson and the interesting category of, sometimes we have Isra Aseh, Kiyam Aseh, it's not clear, sometimes you have to figure out what exactly it is. Is it an Aseh B'Shei Ba'al Taseh, Aseh B'Kum V'Aseh? If I recall correctly, we said the Nafkamina of a Bris Mila, we're not sure if that's a Kiyam Aseh and Isra Aseh. We said the essay of Hashlama, we're not sure exactly by Kachim what that is. And we said a couple of other examples that fall into that question. Then this week we discussed the essay of Shabboson with regard to this secondary category of Yisurim on Shabbos. When you have the Avos Melachos, which are the big 39, what about these other Yisurim, which are number 1, Mechamer, number 2, the Isra of Tchumin, number 3, the Isra that the Rambam created of Shalo Lahanish B'Shabbos. So what would you say in a case like that? Does the essay of Shabboson apply to those? Or does it only apply to the category of actual serious malachas on Shabbos, the 39 Avos malachas? Nafkaminas would be number 1, Akam Shashavas Chayim Misa. Number 2, Nafkaminas, do we transfer those 3 Yisurim to the halachas of Yom Tov as well? Or do we say, no, that is only reserved for Shabbos, because it's a separate Isur, and it doesn't fall under the category of Eser de Shabboson, so therefore we have no right to carry it over. The Ramah, as we said, paskins by Lavda Mechamer, that Mechamer does not include Yom Tov, it's only on Shabbos itself. So perhaps, says the Minchas Chinuch, perhaps we should say the same thing by Isra of Tchumen. Maybe Tchumen shouldn't apply to Yom Tov either. And the third Nafkamina we said was with regard to Mumer L'Chal Shabbos, Mumer L'Chal Torah Kula. Would we assume that somebody who's in violation of one of these secondary Yisurim, are you already considered in violation of a major breach of Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore you're already branded as a Mumer L'Chal Torah Kula, and you'd be considered somebody who's off limits already. So this is just something to consider when we talk about the Isser of the essay of Shabboson, and Amir Hashem will continue next.